I am Brent Trey Sands, the writer and the creator of the Impound Universe, and this is the revamp of the Impound Podcast, all things movies, comics, nerd, fandom, hip-hop too, whatever. Sitting here with my boy, Kyron Shank.
What's going on? What's going on, my
guy? How you feeling, my bro?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
You know? About to get into some shit.
Yeah. What brought on the hat today?
Bro, so, you know, actually, I was in San Diego.
Okay.
You know, hosting a event called Club Collard Greens. Shout out to my, you know, Club Collard Greens family. You know, it's a whole, like, Southern experience.
Yeah.
You know, bringing it over to the West Coast. So, you know, we had to, you know, go all out with the only thing I'm missing is the boots. You
the
know
boots, yeah.
I couldn't get the boots. It was late, so I was like, yo, I need something else. And then I was like, yo, get the hat.
Yeah. With the cowboy hat. That was your first time out there partying?
Bro, oh, my God. First of all. Shout out to San Diego. Just put that out there. Shout out to San Diego. That was probably the most craziest partying I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I've ever dealt with. I've ever just, I mean, everybody was just, you know, doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't so much as everybody, you know, judging one another, whatever the case may be, or, you know, everybody at some table sitting down or standing up, looking at everybody just like you at a, you know, high school dance or some shit. But that was, I mean, incredible.
Yeah. It's like still just trying to party and have fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's, you know, receptive, participant. You know what I'm saying? Just everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
You
know? And that's what matters.
Heck yeah. That's what matters, bro. No problems. No nothing. So, yeah. You know, next time you in San Diego, come to Club Collard Greens one time.
Nah, I mean, even speaking about that, man, let's talk about what comic book character would these rappers be?
Oh, we getting right into it.
You if know? These rappers were a comic book character, who would they be?
Mm.
Let's start with Sexy Red.
Holy shit. Sexy Red off the bat is Harley Quinn.
That's what I... That, yeah.
Okay. Harley fucking Quinn.
Okay. Sexy Red is 100% Harley Quinn. And even when I asked myself that, I was the only person that made sense.
Only person that I can think of just off the bat. I mean, she's comical, bro.
Yeah, she got that energy.
She's comical. Hell, bro. Did you see her shit at Rolling Loud?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. So.
Oh, when she was singing?
Bruh.
Yeah. Nah, I seen that. I did see that.
You. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm mad at it, but I ain't mad at
she
it.
She was in a different space. She was like, I got this. I'm about to just solo this part.
Bro, but that's some shit that Harley Quinn would do. Just yeah, some, like, 100%. Wild, it was also wild shit.
And she was commenting when people was posting it. She was like, I can sing for real. Y'all hating. It's like, nah.
And you she don't, mean
you
it.
Don't rapper. Right. We like your music.
Facts.
What about
keep going.
Shout out. Yeah.
Shout out Sexy Red though.
What about Ice Spice?
Oh my God, that's actually difficult. Ice Spice?
You know, when I thought of Ice Spice, I was trying to think. The only thing person that kind of came was still in Gotham, and I don't know why she would just be like a black Poison Ivy.
Oh,
I don't know if it's just because of the hair color.
Wow.
Something like that. I think she would be Poison Ivy.
Really? Really? I was thinking.
Who you thinking?
I was thinking more like Frost. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Shorty. Only. Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
Because, like, she's. To me, she ain't the best rapper. But at the same time, she got this little, you know, like, mystique to it. It's just like, why and how, first of all, why and how did you even get here? I mean,
yeah.
We seen it. I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of munches out here. You feel
yeah.
me? But, you know, Frost got that same ability. It's just like she's very, you know what I'm saying, like, confident in her own right. She ain't the, you know, the coldest, you know, villain, you know, the strongest villain in the, you know, in the universe. But at the same time, it's like, she's sexy.
Her presence
well,
is felt, and she's
she get
sexy.
The job done.
Yeah, I get that.
Job done.
I get that.
You know?
Kendrick.
Oh God. He's like a anti-hero.
Yeah. See, I see Kendrick to me is Black Panther.
Ooh.
Like he's T'Challa. Like that's what he would be.
Ooh, I feel like it's a mix. I feel like he's T'Challa and Killmonger. Cause I was that's, about to
oh God.
I
yeah.
was about to say that.
He's from,
like,
Wakanda. Bro, we'll say it like that.
He definitely from Wakanda for real. But at the same time, it's like, that's actually a good point. Cause if you think about it, you know what I'm saying? When he kind of like I wouldn't even say took time off, but like these last two albums he did, right?
Yeah.
He was on some, you know, T'Challa shit.
Yeah.
Very, you know, I'm about my people. I'm about, you know, what who we are to, you know, grow and things of that nature. But then, you know, the masses was like, this, you know, it's a little too boring, you know, because to Pimp a Butterfly, they was like, Kendrick fell off, But they didn't really hear, you know what I'm saying?
The message behind it.
Yeah, you feel me? And even, you know, what was the letter? Mr. Morales, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Morales, I'm saying, like, Big Stepper. That's the same vibe. It was the same vibe. But now y'all done pissed the nigga off.
Yeah.
Y'all done pissed him off.
Now you're on Killmonger.
So now he on Killmonger.
Yeah, now you're on Killmonger.
You see what he said to Drake and Cole?
Yeah.
So it's like.
Now you're on his Killmonger. You know who Red Tiger is?
I do. I lied. Oh my God. First of all, like, nah, I don't. But
he's,
I do.
Yeah, the DC Comics version of Black Panther, but instead of, he's not a hero, he's a dictator in his country, though. But it was their answer to Black Panther.
Facts.
By DC Comics. I'll say he's kind of more like that right now.
Really?
Which is
right now.
Killmonger.
Okay. Yeah, in a sense, because
not Killmonger, because Red Tiger, he's oppressing his own people.
Exactly.
You
came to the shit where just like Kendrick, when he gets to that point, there is no stopping him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a madman type situation. Almost.
Yeah, Red Tiger's not valid for it.
Wait, but do I dare say it? He got a Joker feel to him. Mm-hmm. And because he likes chaos.
Yeah.
He likes chaos, even though it's can sometimes be organized, but like even right now, he got us in a fucking frenzy. You gonna really, we all have said Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, that's our big three.
Yeah.
That's our big, you know what I'm saying? That's all big three, you know, this, that, and the other, you know. But this nigga's, you know, fuck a big three.
It's just me.
So it's like now we're like, yo, this debate has now ended friendships.
Yeah.
But that's all.
Me against the world. Yeah, no, for sure.
Joker time too.
So who would you say is Lil Wayne?
Ooh, I would say. Damn, Weezy been so quiet lately. But
I look at Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne to me, if we're talking about young Lil Wayne, he's Static Shock. If we're talking about current Lil Wayne is like, you know who Brother Voodoo is?
Yes,
that's how I look.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
little out there, got you know what I mean? Very powerful, but a little out there. Current Wayne is Brother Voodoo to me.
I could say, yeah, Young Wayne's
Static Shock.
Very hungry.
Pioneer.
Very, you know what I'm saying, like in his own lane type situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Young Swaggy.
I could definitely see that. That's the only motherfucker I can think of, especially with the, you know, dreads and stuff. But, okay. I could definitely see that. I can't really see anything else, though, because I know there's somebody at the tip of my tongue.
You're trying to think of somebody with dreads, too. You got to give them a character with the culture.
I got to. So we'll stick with Static for now.
Still Static.
I'm going to come back to that, though.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that, though. There's somebody. Let me ask you this. What would you get Cardi B?
What character?
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B. I would probably say Cardi B. She's almost Harley Quinn too, but
almost.
For some reason, I'm thinking maybe Catwoman. I don't know.
I would know. I was there. That's
Catwoman,
me.
No.
I was there.
Kind of like Catwoman, like.
Whoa. Catwoman.
She's rebellious.
Yes.
But she's still a hero in a way, an anti-hero in a way. Yes. She has her good side, but
like she could partner up with, you know what I'm saying. With you know, Poison Ivy, whatever the case may be, but then on top of that, he can switch in a matter of a minute. You know,
yeah,
piss off.
Yeah.
So you know, Kitty got claws, and you know, Cardi B.
Absolutely.
Cardi B always on that shit, but yeah, that's I see Cardi just on that time where, you know, she's just unpredictable too.
For sure.
You know, thief in the night type shit.
For sure.
Like. You know she there, but then all of a sudden it's like, damn, where'd she go? And then boom, she back up on the scene. You know, that new single, fire as hell.
Yeah. But Beyonce is Wonder Woman, though.
Or Nuvia. For sure.
Or Nuvia.
For sure. I would even say Storm. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's...
See, Storm, I don't know. Come on now. You know what's funny is when you saying Storm, the woman who popped in my head was Eve. Rapper Eve.
Yeah, rapper Eve.
I don't know if it was because of the hair. She'll kind of already have a Storm.
Yeah, fuck all that.
She political too, though.
She is, but at the same time, you got to understand, this is an Omega level mutant. Beyonce is an Omega level.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
like you seen, okay, you seen the X-Men 97, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you remember the second episode? I think it was the second episode.
The second episode.
As soon there was...
Spoilers.
Sorry about that.
Just so y'all know.
Look, it's been too long already. Yeah, so,
you should have already watched it.
Spoilers. you know what I'm saying? As she's, or as they're fighting the Sentinels, all they hear is, Omega level mutant detective.
Yeah. Finally,
they're giving her that...
And it took the power away from her, though.
Yeah, facts.
She getting it back bigger and better, though.
Big facts.
I ain't gonna lie, the second episode was crazy, though.
Bro,
Magneto. The speech Magneto gave was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to check my arm for chills. I was like,
I ran it back probably like 3 times just to see one.
Yeah, to make sure you count everything he was breathing on.
He said,
I had to bring y'all up here just to see how vast the world really is.
But his development, dog, from, of course, the old school animated series to now, of course, if you read the comic, too, they're very, very close as far as, adaptation-wise.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, yo, seeing this in action, he's really trying to not only change.
Yeah, to be the best version of himself and understand this side of the mission.
Facts.
I've never tried to understand this side. Y'all don't realize I brought y'all up here to drop y'all or do something crazy to you. And I got up here and thought about it. Do not make me a fool by not doing what I'm used to doing to get answers.
Did he drop old boy?
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
He took him back. He's just going to jail.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, so sorry about that. I do not condone.
That's why they pardoned him.
Oh, yeah.
They ended up pardoning him because of that.
But still, just seeing that type of...
development.
I'm like, yo.
You know what people's favorite part so far, or a lot of people's favorite part of it, is how they're portraying a Cyclops.
Oh, hell yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah, Cyclops. When I was a kid, Cyclops was my favorite character. My Impound, I gave him the visor because of Cyclops.
Nice.
And the laser vision, the optic blast type thing.
Shout
idea.
Out to Impound. One time.
Yeah, shout out to Impound, man. He's the GOAT. But that was part of his inspiration.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, I just thought that looked dope. But then with the Fox series, I kind of stopped liking them. And it's just because of how... I realized how they portrayed him made me not like him. But now he's just kind of back. The leader, strong, dope. Like,
he's
when he was sliding around...
He's still a simp, but...
He's a simp. Oh, yeah. So Wolverine, though. And they painted it that only Cyclops was the simp.
Facts.
They both falling for the same woman at the same.
Can we both agree Jean Grey is toxic anyway?
Jean Grey is definitely toxic. And then when she goes to the Dark Phoenix, it just gets worse. Nah, but yeah, I love the portrayal of Cyclops in this one.
But no, you're right. That damn laser scene. How he was. I'm glad that they're using his power in more versatile ways.
Yeah.
That we can actually see how he
not just shooting
down.
Someone from a distance.
Right.
He was sliding around like maneuvering. He was wiggling.
Like over here, maneuvering like Muhammad on some laser shit. I'm like, oh, shit.
And then he had a sense of humor a little bit. Whenever I take the visor, he's like, no, don't take it off. Like, y'all done messed up.
That's also a callback to the 90s, too. That's that, lame, corny-ass joke. But it's nostalgic. It's funny.
Yeah.
At the same time, they gave my mans
gave him a chance, bro. That's all he needed.
But can we talk about the one thing that everybody is still fiending over? Spoilers again. The landing.
The landing was epic.
The landing.
Everybody has seen that now. Even if you haven't watched it,
you're right.
It's all over TikTok.
It's all over
the
internet. It's all over
the internet. They done did so many. I keep seeing edits of that.
Bro.
The landing was crazy. I was like, what is he about to do? And I was like,
all
right.
First of all.
Get down like that then.
First of all, you got 3 mutants up there, that can fly. Mm-hmm. Storm, Jean Grey, and...
Magneto can fly.
No. I'm talking about on the actual plane when they got.
Oh, right.
Not Jean Grey. I was thinking of. Oh my God, what's my Rogue?
Yeah.
Rogue and Morph. And you just my man's Cyclops over here just falling. I'm like, oh, yeah, ain't nobody gonna save my mans.
Yeah.
They didn't even
act like they needed to save it. It was like, he good.
This nigga gonna pull some Tom Cruise Mission Impossible shit. I'm like, nigga, what you doing?
Where you learn that from?
The blast. Like, I felt like I was playing Marvel vs. Capcom. Like,
yeah.
You remember, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That game? Oh my God, bro.
Nah, it was dope.
Bro, the legendary line.
What you think of? Oh, no, say it. Go ahead, say it. My bad. I didn't mean to cut off the legendary line.
To me, my X-Men. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I'm good.
What you thinking of Invincible so far?
Dog, first of all, I'm sick and tired of waiting.
I know.
For all this shit. But I'm happy for the wait.
Yeah.
Because right now, it has been the best carnage I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And even the storyline is immaculate. Now, I haven't read the Invincible comic. I haven't read it yet. This, honestly, it's my first time actually watching or seeing this character as a whole. Heard about him, of course. But I'm like, I get to it. But seeing the series coming, I'm like, oh, this is fucking, you know, dope as hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, bro. Like, this is...
It's different.
Let me ask you this, because I know we ended a couple rappers already, but what rapper would be Invincible's father?
Invincible's father?
Yeah.
I don't know a rapper. I don't know who you thinking.
Man, for me, I'm thinking. Oh my god! Actually, on some old school type shit. I was thinking between two niggas, Jay-Z. Only, hear me out too. Hear me out when I say Jay-Z. Cause it's like, my man's is a Viltrumite in disguise. Yeah, like, you know, he's a loving father, you know, for as far as what we can see and what we can tell. But at the same time, that motherfucker get down.
Demon on there, yeah.
He get down, yeah. Man. Yeah. Over get down.
Yeah.
Other one, oh man, I forgot. Other person. I'll come back to it, but...
Yeah, I don't know. No one that hits me like that's an obvious Omni-Man. Because Omni-Man, I just also look at like he's older than most of the... For some reason, I was thinking Dr. Dre. Yeah. That was the first person that popped into my head.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know why.
Wait. No, I lied. Even though he's not a rapper, but he's heavy in the community. Suge Knight. He's a gold.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you had to get somebody that was willing to just destroy the world at any moment. Hey. He's not hiding his anger anymore. It's in the open.
Yeah, that's facts. That's how you feel about it so far?
So I love Invincible. So far in the second part of season two, I don't love it, but I don't dislike it. I think that they've been spending a little bit too much time building up these other random villains that I don't care about.
Facts.
Omni-Man is stolen. We need to be talking about this. We need to be talking about defeating the Viltrumites. So all like the Lizard King and the little aliens that's sticking on to him from Mars. I don't really truly care about that part.
Nice.
But they've been doing some good character development because of those parts.
Yes.
But I really just want to get to this war
get
with
to
the Viltrumites. Yeah.
Get to it.
I love it, but these first couple episodes just been, I like them. But I want to move forward now.
And I definitely agree. Like,
it's like it's taking a little bit too long to get to what we're waiting for. That's how I feel.
Facts.
Y'all brought us too close to it to now want to wait.
Like, we on the edge now. Like, come on. Like, you going to push me over or what? Like, what we doing? But
you think of the Omni-Man versus Superman debate?
Oh, my. Let's just get this out the way. Let's get it out the way. Superman is whooping his ass.
Bodies him. There's absolutely nothing that Omni-Man can do to stop Superman from doing what he wants to do.
Like, that's what
I'm
saying.
And the biggest part in those debates that makes me mad is the people who say, oh, Superman has a weakness. He has kryptonite. It's like, all right, for one, you don't just have kryptonite, especially
you ain't going to 7-Eleven and getting some kryptonite.
He doesn't know that he's weak to kryptonite. You don't just have it in your pocket.
Facts.
The worst part is those same people... I know you're not a fan because Viltrumites also have weaknesses and you just don't know them. They're weak to the Scourge virus. The Scourge virus has killed so many Viltrumites that there's a Saturn ring around the planet of dead bodies from the Scourge virus. They're weak to a certain sound frequency that Superman probably can make with his hands.
Low key.
Probably just can make it. And they're also weak to extreme heat.
Facts.
And you know who has extreme heat on deck? Superman. But beyond all of that, he's one-punching Omni-Man to death. There's no
with ease.
Strength feat that Omni-Man has shows that he could compete with Superman at all.
Maybe people also forget, Superman holds back. He holds back.
Man,
out the simple gate of just life, period.
Yeah.
Of what he was taught, you know what I'm saying, on his home planet. Not only that, from what his own, you know, his parents, his Earth parents, have taught him as he was growing up. He holds back.
All the time.
But when he does not
hold back, yeah.
There's no stopping this nigga.
Yeah, at all, bro.
Like, there's no stopping. Like,
even... Well, that leads to my next question, because this was also another debate.
Yeah.
Only the movie versions.
Okay.
Who wins between DCEU Superman or MCU Thor?
Thor off the rip.
You think Thor?
Thor off the rip. I'm taking Thor off the rip.
One. Why is that?
One, because he's a magical being off the rip. Superman does have a weakness for, you know what I'm saying, against magic.
He's vulnerable to it.
Okay, all right. The damn words.
It's not a
the
weakness,
words.
Though.
The words. All right, he's vulnerable to magic. He's vulnerable. But at the same time, you have a godlike being. Honestly, if we compare the two, because Diana could actually give that nigga run for his money.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Thor and Superman. For me, personally, and I've actually been asked this question a lot, I'm going Thor. I would say out of 10 rounds, I'm going Thor 6, Superman 4.
See, here's, I think, I ain't gonna lie.
Give me something.
I think Superman will win 10 out of 10.
Oh my God, we were
10 out of 10? 10
out of 10. Oh, you're tripping.
10 out of 10.
You're tripping.
I don't think Thor is gonna ever feel an ass whooping worse than
you. You are goddamn.
Here's the problem with Thor.
Okay, tell me something.
Here's the problem with Thor. Thor has never reacted to super speed. So the problem is, it's not necessarily a strength thing. Thor possesses the weapon to be able to hurt Superman.
Of course.
I don't think he could swing it fast enough to hit Superman. Mm. And the reason why I say that is because in Age of Ultron, we see Quicksilver. At no point in time did Thor see him, know where he was at, ever react to him.
Right.
When we see Superman fighting the whole Justice League, he not only seen Flash, he effectively responded to him. So, we all know Flash is way faster than Quicksilver. Quicksilver got shot.
Yeah.
Like, his super speed isn't that super.
Facts.
And Thor could not even see him. So, my thing is, showing that Superman is almost as fast as the Flash, he could show up, punch on Thor, disappear, come back, and Thor will never see it coming.
Thor can adapt, though. That's the thing. He can adapt, and he has.
I think he has the strength and the weapon to do it.
Yes.
But
he ain't going 10-0. He ain't going 10-0.
He might
come
go.
Come on, he's not going 10-0.
9-1,
you, come,
man. 9-1.
Wow!
Put some
respect on my nigga's name.
I don't think he could do it, bro.
Put some respect on the son of Odin.
I don't think he can do it, bro. I just don't see how he's going to stop Superman can just make it that he never sees me. He'll never see me.
So just the speed alone will.
Not alone, but that's the difference. That's the defining thing between them.
Okay.
That there's one has a clear no answer or no response to.
Okay.
Strength, I mean, Thor is not physically stronger than Superman, but I would say Stormbreaker can be.
Just about to say that, because Mjolnir in one hand and Stormbreaker in the other, my man's is getting some licks in.
Yeah.
And then not only that, I believe I could be talking out of turn, but at the same time.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you think Superman could take the hammer from him? he might be worthy. He can take
it. Is he worthy just because he's a farm boy?
I'll say this. It has nothing to do with the movies because it's all different.
Yeah,
and they crossover, though. Superman did pick up his hammer when they did a crossover. He was worthy, but that's not the cinematic.
Well, I say
I can't use that as a fact. I'm just saying it's a possibility. It's a possibility. That's all I'm saying. It's not a fact.
And you know what?
Definitely can take Stormbreaker, though. That doesn't take a wielder.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. That's anybody can pick the hammer up.
Yeah, because I mean it's, Stormbreaker.
The axe. Yeah.
Just because it's not cursed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we're gonna stick to the cinematic universe, he's definitely not worthy. He's definitely.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're right. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing that out there.
But if we are going to throw it out there, that would be a very significant problem.
That would be a very significant
that would
problem.
Be a significant fucking problem.
And, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Thanos took Stormbreaker from him. No stones, Thanos. That's the one thing about man. Thor I would say in the MCU is they made him too up and down.
Yeah, they sometimes display.
They sometimes, well, even not even that, like the first Avengers, he's going blows with Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on now. Well, Iron Man will not be able to move.
That's
Superman.
Facts. That's facts.
The whole Justice League couldn't move him when he was standing on, like, you know what I mean? So
the only thing I kind of took from that though, because of course when he learned, of course, in the actual cinematic universe, that the power of Thor, you know, is an actual, you know, entity. Like, it comes with the belief that you have it.
Yeah.
So I feel as if when he was deemed worthy.
At that time, it's not the same Thor.
Facts.
No, for sure. 100%.
It was like a capacity, a power capacity issue, where it's like he hasn't unlocked.
He had to max it. No, 100%.
Because now.
I'm just saying, though.
Whooping his ass.
Iron Man cannot push kids super hard. I'm just saying. There's no version of that Iron Man.
You right.
Moving.
You right.
Superman at all.
You right.
And then they just also kind of been up and down with Thor's durability. Like there was he got stabbed by Loki before.
Oh my God.
There was a time where on Ragnarok, when those raiders or pirates, they just threw a net on him. It's like, well, you're not just throwing a net on Superman.
Yeah, especially the Ragnarok shit. Going back to Loki and him stabbing him, shit, you know, if you have a...
He has a special type of dagger. It's a special type of dagger.
Because, you know, you can stab soup, you know, just give me a nice little, you know, Batman has about 10, 20,000 of them, you know, some kryptonite daggers, shanking nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, ain't nobody doing that to soup. I mean, like, even in the animated movies, oh my God.
I'll say this, though, at the end, 10-0, Superman.
Oh my God. Somebody get this man out of here. He's not going 10-0. He's not going. If y'all think he go 10-0, let me know something. Somebody prove
now,
to me.
This is a back and forth thing. This is not.
Somebody prove it to me.
I've been on TikTok lives debating with a ton of people. I use the same argument about the super speed. God. That's my argument.
What they come back with? What do they come back with?
They try to figure out some way that he can react. And it's like, bro, that don't make no sense. Like, one dude was trying to debate with me that there was a time where they were shooting lasers and he was getting out the way. I said, do you think lasers is faster than the Flash? And his argument is, well, how fast is the Flash? We didn't know. They didn't calculate it. But common sense knows this man running through time is faster than those lasers, bro. Stop it. Facts.
And I can, actually, it has been calculated.
But it just hadn't been calculated in the movies.
In the movies. Okay.
Yeah, so that he was trying to use that as his argument. All right, bro.
Okay.
You got that. But common sense, my dog. Yes, I said if they're shooting lasers at the Flash, he's going to see all of them in slow motion and casually just move out the way.
Facts.
Stop it.
Facts. I would say the only lasers that can, and of course it's not in the cinematic universe, but it's in the anime universe, is the Omega Beams. That's the only thing that can catch both Flash.
Yeah.
And Superman.
Yeah.
But
that's the dark side, though.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the only lasers.
He's different.
We can talk about. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, the dark side's on a whole other type of.
Yeah, that's a whole other level, a whole different type of time, man.
Facts. But we're going to talk about lasers. Mm-hmm. That's it.
man. That's a whole different type of thing. And then the other big debate against Soup is Goku or Superman.
Oh, my God. So there's this one channel on YouTube. It's like a death battle.
Yeah.
Death battle, right? And there's some interesting shit. Saw a couple of those battles. For me personally, because I'm a DBZ stan, but I'm going Goku. Barely.
Okay.
I'm going barely. Because
going into the deep water.
Now let me ask you this. Are we giving, you know, all forms of Goku as up till now for?
I'll say this,
Super Manga.
And I had this debate with somebody else. There's no animated or cinematic version of Superman that's beating Goku. That's animated, like the Dragon Ball, you know, Ultra Instinct Goku is beating any cartoon or live action Superman. But if we bring the feats of Superman's comic books into it. He's far more powerful.
That's a lot.
So death battles, They're basing it off comic book Superman.
Yeah.
They're not basing it off of the Justice League, the Injustice. They're not basing it off of what we see from the DC comic, cartoon version.
Right.
They're fully going into the Superman that's punching reality and, you know what I mean, breaking universes and things like that. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. And then the other part that people always argue with the Superman Goku thing is Goku not being able to survive in outer space.
He fought Beerus in space.
He did out of art, yeah, but it was
like,
but
even in the manga, like it. I mean, we could see he's not struggling.
That's what people always use though. That's their other debate. But I think, like I said, I think Ultra Instinct Goku will beat any cinematic version of Superman that we've seen. That.
Yes,
but I won't say that he's more powerful than the comic book version of Superman.
I feel like he's just fucking OP.
it's one of those things where it's like Superman just been around so long that they've been able to just stack up. Like how Goku keeps getting better.
Yeah,
that already happened to Superman
years ago. Decades.
In the comic, yeah, exactly, decades. Because he's an older character.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it makes it hard to compete with a comic book version of Superman because he done all type of crazy feats now.
And I definitely agree. It's just like, you know,
I like Goku better, though.
Yeah, facts. Same here. Mm-hmm. All day and night. But it's just like the will of Goku alone this year.
Yeah.
You know, rest in peace, Toriyama Sensei. Yeah. But the sheer will of just Goku alone and his writing ability. What I mean by writing, I mean from the writers itself.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to give up. From a comic book standpoint for Superman, I feel like it is so OP that there has to be, like, a cutoff. And what I mean by cutoff, I mean, like, when we started Dragon Ball or started when Goku was born, technically, start from there. You know, whenever that time was, going from Superman's era all the way until now, I feel like that would be a better comparison.
Yeah.
Or at least a better...
I don't like...
Stacking.
I don't really like current comics that much. Because current comics have kind of gotten to a point where they're just stacking up every feat, every power, making characters so much more powerful than what is the norm that we know of these characters. And it kind of just feels exhausting. Like, now they're just doing it for money.
Right.
Versus the storytelling isn't as important as it used to be. They're just making everyone a god. You know what I mean? Like,
when'd you fall out? Because I fell out probably like 2011.
So I fell out young and came back. So, you know, I went through that age where I felt like, all right, I'm getting too old for this kind of stuff, too Dragon Ball Z, stuff like that. And I just started focusing on just music and sports and shit.
Facts.
And then as I got older, I was like, you know, I kind of still like what I left behind.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I have to leave that behind anymore. Yeah. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
And then I doubled back. I would definitely say a lot of the MCU, once that momentum started going, that's when I was like, I'm back. I'm tripping. Facts. This is where I need to be, and this is where I'm happy.
Facts.
I don't care. And then, you know, Black Panther, that's what took me over the top to want to be the creator.
Yeah.
And then now I'm back. So now, God honest truth, other than watching, I'm just kind of not into mainstream comics like I used to be.
Yeah.
Now I have much more of a respect for indies because I became one myself. So,
nice.
You know, I'd much rather go buy another indie creator because we all know each other.
Yeah.
I'd rather support that than the Marvel and DC engine that doesn't need me anymore.
Factual.
You know what I mean? So I'm not really into now current Marvel and DC unless it's a movie or
facts.
You know, something like that. But
and I definitely applaud you for that because, I mean, like, I'm starting to now get into the whole indie universe of it all. I wasn't searching for it.
Most people wasn't.
Yeah,
you know, it's a new weird. There's always been indies, of course.
Yeah.
But it's a new wave of now. There's a good amount of indie creators. And then, like I said this on TikTok. I said, when Marvel and DC makes a bad movie, that makes me happy. Go ahead, piss your fans off and send them looking for people like me.
Oh,
at
Warner
the end of the
Brothers.
Day, they're not paying Jesus. Me. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It don't bother me.
No,
but
facts,
yeah,
facts.
That's where I'm at with it.
And that's I think that's what made me search for another outlet.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten, as far as comic book standpoint, it's gotten boring.
Watered down and diluted a little bit.
And lazy.
Yeah.
So now it's just like I've been looking for, you know, something of of substance. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's, you know, hungry. And then, you know, when my homegirl even told me about you, I'm like, oh, like, this look dope.
Yeah, thank you.
This look fire. Yeah. So,
shout out Bree.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Bree. What's up, girl? But, look crazy self. But
yeah.
That's definitely has been a turning point for me when it comes to, you know, just comic books and things of that nature. Like, I want to see something fresh, something new, and something that's, you know, not the same, as you said, the same stacking.
Revamped.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, how many times can we revamp, you know what I'm saying, All-Star Superman or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I don't need to watch Uncle Ben die again.
Like,
how many times are we going to kill Uncle Ben?
Bro, oh my God.
Nah, but it's like, I love those characters and I love, you know, what they did. And I'm still a fan, but I'm just a little bit like, you know, this is my thing now.
Yeah.
And once you kind of get in that lane, you got to keep that vision on what you're doing now a little bit more.
Let me ask you this too, since we own, you know, comics and animation, between the two universes, DCAU or Marvel Animated Universe?
For animated, it's DC all day.
All day.
Yeah. I would say this. I love, Miles Morales' animated movie probably the most above all things.
Yes.
But on a consistent basis, it's not even.
It's not close. Yeah.
Marvel has the cinematic live action.
Unlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then DC has animated. And then I also think DC has comic books.
Yes.
You know, I love the darkness of DC more. I love Marvel's superheroes. I love DC's villains. That's always what I tell people.
What do you think Marvel's missing? Like, because I've tried to watch some of their, you know, animated stuff. Because, I mean, I've always been just an animation head. Like, I've loved cartoons ever since I was young. Still do. Don't care. But
What is missing?
Yeah, it's...
I think it's a little too kiddy, maybe. It doesn't have the... other than when they do Spider-Man, because, you know, Spider-Man has that teenage factor.
Facts.
It just doesn't have, I don't know, like a soul in it like how DC's does. Like, you...
It feels like I'm actually in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in Metropolis or Central City.
Like, just a deeper story in that. Something about it just feels more engaging.
However, I feel like they dropped the ball with Infinite World, though. Or Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know this whole revamp from, you know, from Justice League Dark, you know what I'm saying, the Apocalypse War. But after that, this revamp of this new universe, and then this two-part, or I think it's going to be three parts. I feel like this story is one of the most craziest and most important stories as far as comic book-wise for DC, and now I feel like they missed the mark. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, God.
I got to check it out.
Oh, God. Just I'm going to warn you, and for those who have seen it, you know, I ain't going to get no spoilers, but y'all probably seen it already. But when you watch it, Just don't expect a lot.
Yeah,
don't expect a lot.
Come in with
what
a low
we've
bar.
Seen, from what we've seen from Apocalypse War, that was, mwah. That was, I mean, Ratatouille, mwah.
Yeah, that was it.
But dog, like,
let you down.
I sat here after I watched it just like this.
Like, I just wasted my damn time.
Wasted my money. I rented it on Prime. Wasting my God, I'm trying to support. I mean, spending $20. Shit. No, sorry.
That's all good.
But yeah, check it out. Tell me what you think. Check it out and tell me what you think.
I'll let you know. Next time we intervene, I'm going to watch it.
Easy enough.
But I think that's all we have for this one, man. This is our first revamping of the Impound podcast. I almost said the Impound Universe. The Impound podcast within the Impound Universe. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Check us out on ImpoundComics.com. We have an arsenal of comic books. I'm Brent Trey Sands. Give your outro.
Kyron Shank, one time for the one time, man. Thank y'all so much for watching again. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And we out.
Chill.
Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.